Today's guest is Dennis Yu, CEO of Blitzmetrics. This conversation takes the lid off of all the BS in digital marketing and advertising. If you Google Dennis Yu, you will immediately and readily see everything he's ever done. He's the real deal, the genuine article. So what makes him different from all the other agencies, some of which may have charged you money and left you no better off? Is there some secret sauce? Dennis is adamant that there is no such thing as secret sauce. It's just work. It's just proof. It's just being good at what you do and making sure you double down on it. But don't take my word for it. Hear it straight from Dennis Yu and his offering of the areyougoogleable.com that he breaks down, or the dollar a day strategy. And what does that mean? Dennis has the proof. He even goes into his phone at part of the interview. So for those of you that are watching, you'll be able to see it. For those of you who are listening, just know that he's going in his phone and he's showing images to show proof of what he's actually done. And that's the whole point. What have you actually done? What are you actually doing? And how are you making sure that Google knows about that? There's no fancy schmancy personal branding. It's like Dennis said, it's what other people say about you. And one of the things I loved most, and it happened right as we were signing off and we already finished recording, but Dennis told me that the guarantee doesn't increase the trust. And I will never forget that. Because we work with people all the time that talk about, oh, I guarantee you this placement, or I guarantee you XYZ. Doesn't make me trust you anymore. And if it does, I should probably ask myself some deeper questions. The only thing you should trust is the data. Has this agency done this before? Who did they do it for? These are the things that Dennis is trying to get us to understand in business. And guess what? Dennis isn't that hard to find, and that's the whole point of what he does. You can connect with him immediately, and I really recommend you go to areyougoogleable.com. But now, enough said. Without further ado, Dennis Yu, CEO of Blitzmetrics. I am so stoked to have Dennis Yu here. I can't even begin to express to the Strategic Advisor Board community how important it is to be hearing from someone who always put their money where their mouth is. With that said, what inspired you to get into marketing, first of all? Because I think that's going to be important to informing people when they're listening to you.
Philip, I was always a math guy. I competed in math competitions. I flew around. I'm Asian. And I discovered that the world of the internet gives off so much data. And when there's all this data, it's like going to Las Vegas and you can cheat, but you win all the time, because when you find a winner, you can just put more money against it. And so I feel like Vegas is a place for people that suck at math, and PPC and SEO and the whole world of digital is for people who can use the data. And it's actually really easy, because now there's AI tools and now the networks are doing things to your advantage. So I've never been a marketer. I'm an engineer. I'm a data guy.
Okay. That's definitely not an answer I expected. And that explains why you're succeeding. So what would you say sets you apart in terms of how you interpret data versus what most people do? You know, I used to work in marketing at an agency, and I remember we'd get clients on, we'd have the pitch deck of the 30 over 30, you know, year over year. And we tell them it's up and it's down, and then they go, but yeah, what does that mean? Right? How do I make sense of that? Now, without giving away the sauce, because I imagine this is what you do, do you feel like you look at that differently, or am I missing the entire point when it comes to data?
There's no giving away the sauce. When you go to the emergency room and you're, you know, maybe you have stomach pain, the doctor is going to get your vitals and your blood and your MRI and your all these stats, right? And from there, diagnose and then treat. And that's the way I look at it. So the medical analogy is you come in, we get your vitals, X-ray, MRI, all of these things. And we could say, you know what, Philip, I know you think you have a heart attack, but actually you have an upset stomach, or you have heart burn because you had spicy Mexican food. So we're not going to do heart surgery. And what's going on in the world of marketing is that people are making prescriptions without doing a diagnosis, which is called malpractice. So there's no secret sauce, right? Do you think that cardiac surgeon, there's a secret sauce on how to do heart surgery? We publish it out there. There's a clear standard. Now in the world of witch doctors, well, this is a secret and I have a magic elixir and I use a magic scalpel. What kind of nonsense is this? So I see a lot of people with Ouija boards and voodoo and witchcraft going around making pronouncements and telling everyone who's feeling low on energy should take this one pill. What are you talking about? I'm a search engine engineer. I built the analytics at Yahoo 20 something years ago. I've always been on the side of let's give people what they actually want. And in the world of all these people that do SEO or whatever it is, I have a way to trick Google. What are you talking about? You're not tricking me. I had a team of engineers that are spotting exactly what you're saying you do. It's very obvious to see. Oh, but I'm so sophisticated. I use triangular linking and I cloak and I have all these techniques that Google can't detect. What are you talking about? I can easily see everything that you're doing.
This is big, man. Let's dive into the battle plan of things, which in your case would be, are you Googleable, right? Everyone wants to be on the first page of Google. It's the one thing that companies sell you on. They say, hey, it's going to take 90 days, right? This is the boilerplate discussion. And then a lot of people end up no better off than they were.
Yeah, salespeople are taught to say all these different things and that's what they do and it works because the small businesses, especially local businesses, they don't know any better. So like, okay, last three agencies burned me. You know, I spent $40,000 or whatever. My friend Roger Wakefield spent $47,000 on three or four marketing companies to make his phone not ring. And each time it's the same thing. Well, Google takes a long time and, you know, you have to be patient and we don't have full control. The algorithm's always changing. And it's a salesperson who is saying that, not a technician like me, you know, like a mechanic who has dirt in his fingers, goes under the hood, actually knows how to work on the thing. It's a salesperson who went to some seminar to learn how to sell. Look, Dan Hendry's a good friend of mine. We were in Dubai 2 weeks ago, putzing around in a rented Rolls Royce, making stupid videos, making fun of these people, right? So I know how to sell. I can actually talk too, but I'm an engineer. And so what you want to do is you want to go to someone who actually can work on the car, actually work on the body, actually work on the website, right? Not just some sales bro who's learning the lines of, could you use an additional 5 clients this month? Do you have room on your schedule for another 10 clients? Did you know that I can make you number one, but I only have, you know, 3 spots. And once I sell it out to your other competitors, you know, then those 3 spots are already taken. So, you know, you need to act now. You've seen all that nonsense. None of it's true because they don't control the Google search results. Roger Wakefield came to me and said, Dennis, I was up at 2 a.m. and I just couldn't sleep because I had this idea of, are you Googleable? And he called me up and I said, what? He said, yeah. And I bought the domains and I thought about it. And Roger Wakefield is what we call the lighthouse in the plumbing industry, meaning he is a plumber. He's been a plumber for 30 years, sold his plumbing company, and he's well respected by other plumbers. He's the best known plumber in the United States. And he came to me and I said, that's a great idea. You know, me coming from the search engines, we never created it. I mean, if anyone would create this tool, are you Googleable, or even the concept, are you Googleable, or publish all the analytics on how you can do it yourself, just Google my name. Imagine that. It would be Google. But Google didn't do it. Why not? Thinking, well, that's weird because I know a lot of engineers at Google. A lot of them work for me and I trained them and they went to Google, you know, back at Yahoo. But no one ever did. There's no analytics like you kind of alluded to in Google Analytics. There's just a lot of charts, but it's not telling you what's going on. It's not telling you what to do except spend more money on ads, right? So that why not put all those standards out there? Put it out there for free. Make it fully transparent. You don't have to, you know, ask me for the secret. You don't have to pay me money for those secrets and the techniques, right? It's there. You can Google my name. You can Google own your own marketing. Dennis Yuen, you'll see, here's the 5 steps to get control of your marketing. If you have an agency, here's how you hold them accountable. You want to rank on a certain keyword, plumber, Denver, Colorado? Here's exactly how to do it. Why not, Philip? Put it out there.
There's such a massive noise to filter through. It's refreshing to hear someone just tell the truth, especially when so many people have lost so much money. You know, I know you're no stranger to that yourself in the journey of emerging technologies where people promise you one thing, you sign on, and they leave you with no better off than you were before. What makes Are You Googleable different in terms of make like in your ideal scenario, when you look back at some of the favorite clients that you've had, what have been the biggest changes that you've seen in their businesses as a consequence of working with you, whether it's through Are You Googleable or the dollar a day strategy?
Well, decisions are based on data, not on whatever some consultant said. There's always this latest flavor, this latest thing to chase. So I remember the Golden State Warriors, the basketball team, their CMO reached out to me, Kenny Lauer, and he said, Dennis, we need help. We've been trying to run ads on Facebook. We've been trying to use social media. We've been trying to fix the website, and we've gone through different variations of redoing the website. That's, you know, companies love redoing the website for some silly reason, and it's not working. And this is his first day on the job, and he said, I'm calling you. You're the first person I'm calling. I'm like, I'm honored, Kenny. And it's this simple. Listen, right? Because people are like, well, is it YouTube? Is it TikTok? Is it ChatGPT? Is it this? Is it that? Is it this other tool? And I can list all the tools, right? And I said, no, here's what we do. It's this simple. Take the thing that's already making money. Go back to the source of what exactly is being said, what channels being used, who exactly is buying it. That's strategy, goals, content, and targeting, right? Exactly narrowing on who's buying, how they're buying, why they're buying, what you're saying, right? Just narrow in on the thing that has driven sales. Let's just 10 times that, right? And we looked at the analytics, and we found that it was when people were talking about Steph Curry. What a surprise. Steph Curry makes some crazy shot. Have you seen it, Philip? Right? Steph Curry makes these crazy shots, right?
Yeah.
And so we have more of these. We post more of these things. We post more of it on even like Twitter and LinkedIn. And, you know, we're doing all this stuff with Instagram. And the beauty is that we would go visit Facebook. We'd visit the Instagram team. We had to deal with Samsung to do like the VR. We had a special advantage in Silicon Valley. You said, let's do more of the things that are working. And it was literally that simple. Then we put money against it. So when we'd have a great video or post or whatever it was, maybe gets a million views, right? 10,000 people like it saying that's unbelievable. Then we put a dollar a day. If it works, put another $100 a day, put $1,000 a day to drive more sales. And we would see that typically we spent a dollar, we would get back $30 for the Golden State Warriors. So of all the winners, we had hundreds of these, but the ones that did the best, we put $10,000 against. We put more money against. And that's literally all we did was take the signal to what's working, do different variations of that to try to tune what's working for different audiences, test it for dollar a day. Of the variations that work, usually 1 in 10 works really well. That's just, doesn't matter what the industry is. It's just generally like 1 in 10. Who knows? Car dealerships, we did it for Starbucks, we've done it for Adidas, we've done it for Lane Bryant, which is clothing for plus size women, did it for Ashley Furniture, the furniture company. And, you know, we'll have like 10 pictures of couches and one will do better, right? We'll have 10 women talk about, here's how you match your colors in your living room. And one of them, for some reason that you can never guess, and it wouldn't be the one that I would think or you would think, Philip, but one does better. So put more money on the winner, right? Find the winner, do variations of it, put more money on the winner. It's that simple. Oh, and kill the losers at the same time. Put more money on winners, kill the losers. I see lots of losers. Budweiser came to us and they're running these campaigns. They put millions of dollars against one ad campaign that didn't work. And I said, you've been running this ad for a year. It doesn't work. It doesn't drive sales. It doesn't drive engagement. It's getting a lot of hate. What a horrible ad. You should turn it off. But agencies and ad people and experts will say, like, wow, we're going to have this strategy meeting. They get on Zoom or whatever. They love having these meetings for some reason. They think they're coming up with these new ideas. I hate coming up with new ideas. That's so risky because I just like to take the thing that works. But they get together and they have these ideas because they want to brainstorm with the guru. Everyone loves to pay money to the guru because the guru, the oracle, has all the wisdom, right? Pray and bow down and worship to the super expert guru. I'm not going to pay homage to some random person. I'm going to listen to my own data. Kill the losers. And the thing with testing and the internet and all things changing all the time is it's a perfect situation for gurus to come in and make pronouncements, which invariably don't work. And then they blame, well, it was, you know, your website loads too slow, or it was this other thing going on, or, you know, it was your consultant, the other consultant, or, you know, there's always some other way to distract and blame someone else. When really all along is you just look at your data. Why can't people look at their data? It doesn't require a PhD in math to do that.
What I love about what you're saying is that it's industry agnostic, these principles that work. It's math. It's basic math. It's not even advanced calculus. And then people look at emerging technologies like AI coming in, right? And this is where I want your thoughts on it. And immediately they throw out their entire strategy because now things have changed. But are these principles also technology agnostic?
Has it changed? All this AI and ChatGPT and Gemini 1.5 Pro has a million tokens in the context window. Look, this is an iPhone. This is ChatGPT. And where do you think ChatGPT gets its data, Philip?
Yeah.
You want to win in ChatGPT? There's all these cool prompts and tools. Like, all the people who are the crypto experts are now ChatGPT experts, right? They're experts in whatever the latest thing. They just switched their business card and now the expert in this thing, right? I've spoken at who knows how many conferences now about how to use ChatGPT. You can Google my name and see them. But look, if we literally come here and say, just to prove it, who is Dennis Yu?
Dennis Yu is a well-known figure in the digital marketing world, especially recognized for his expertise in Facebook advertising and social media marketing. He is the chief technical officer of Blitzmetrics, a digital marketing company that focuses...
Blah, 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 right? How does ChatGPT or use any of them, doesn't matter what tool you use, how does it know who I am? How come you could say like, hey, I'm with Dennis and I have this particular kind of issue. How might you answer it? And it would give you a full answer and it's read all my articles and videos and books and everything, you know, watched everything. You could never, don't even remember all the stuff that I've said over you, right? But how does it know?
Because you're Googleable?
Yes, because it gets all the data from Google and all that. So if I feed the Source Foundation of Google, and Google knows all kinds of factual information and answers questions and whatever, ChatGPT is a layer on top of that. Because the AI had to get the information somewhere, and that includes like YouTube, which is part of Google and other things. And it grabs data from all these places, all these social media places too, right? I did a tweet 4 minutes ago, and it shows up inside Google right there in a knowledge panel. If you Google my name, you'll see all these colored boxes. It's called the knowledge panel. It's pulling from social media and blogs and YouTubes and all these things, right? Google's pulled. So the core is all this signal comes from your local reviews, comes from your website, just comes from like whatever it can pick up, right? To then be able to give you an answer. That's what the search engine does. Then the AI is a layer that sits on top of search. It doesn't replace search. You see? Google's rolling out this SGE, Search Generative Experience, and then Gemini and their AI tools as a layer on top of what we've been used to, the 10 blue links. So if you want to pull out your phone and Google my name, you'll see I dominate the whole thing with all these items, which are called knowledge panels, and everything is moving towards that. I had 3 days of private meetings with Google, and they basically acknowledged that that's where search is going to go. They're slowly rolling it out right now in the United States, soon to other countries. where it's no longer 10 blue links, but it's going to be basically their answer to ChatGPT. Do you think they don't know? Google has a processing advantage over every other digital company on the planet. You think they can't do it better and cheaper than OpenAI or Anthropic or whatever? Believe me. If you have social media, which is proof that you do the thing that you say you do and you do it well, and you have authority and you satisfy Google EEAT and you have experience and all, you know, you have, if you have the actual proof, if you're actually good at the thing you say you do, Google can see it. And that's how you rank in Google. Then the AI tools can see it, right? And then you can rank in these other tools. And then all the agents that are coming out this year that will do things for you instead of just generate clever answers, then they know about that too, right? Because now we're trying to influence these bots instead of just trying to influence humans. But it's still the same thing, Philip, to your question. Nothing has changed.
You know, you're bringing up something super important, and I want to make sure we talk about this for the audience at the Strategic Advisor Board before we begin to close things out and let people know how they get in touch with you and things of that nature. And that is, many people spend a lot of money on fancy videos, fancy logos, fancy colors, personal branding, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. It's a space I myself even work in. And yet, time and time again, they focus on that instead of actually getting visibility. And when I look at what you've done, man, you're busy. You're found everywhere. But I also don't see a lot of fancy graphics and a lot of fancy, you know, flair videos and things of that nature. What is your view on its place, that personal branding in the grand scheme of getting you where you need to be for that Are You Googleable platform?
Okay, Philip, this is what our Strategic Advisor Board folks need to know. You don't do personal branding. What? But personal branding is supposed to be so important and everyone's doing it and renting Lamborghinis and talking about how awesome they are. You got to toot your own horn. You got to be always closing. Your personal brand is what other people say about you, not what you say about yourself. Other people are the ones that are doing your personal brand. Michael Stelzner made a video about me, and you can Google it and see it, right? That literally, if you want the answer, Google it. Don't make me Google it for you. People ask me all the time, oh, Dennis, what about this? And how do I do that? Google it, right? It's there. Yeah, but in our operations process guide, you know, it's 1,200 pages. I don't know. Google it. We've taken all the things that we know. We've taken the operations process guide, thousands of pages of this stuff, and made it Googleable. You know,
wow.
You can't see all this, but it's Googleable. Okay. It is. Literally, use Google, find it. And it's there. So, Philip, what carries more weight? Let's say in whatever industry, you're a digital marketer. And you can think of like, who are the people that you trust in digital marketing? Don't say me, but let's say, you know, you didn't know who I was. But there's other people that you trust. I see you had Rand Fishkin on the podcast folks like that. Guess what? Is it clear that I'm friends with XYZ people? When you Google them, when you look at their socials, when you look at their conferences and their podcasts and the books that they have, you know, when you think about the OG of Facebook ads, everyone knows Perry Marshall, right? Perry Marshall wrote the book that built the industry. And also the book that defined Facebook ads, number one selling book and the best selling book on TikTok ads, co-authored with me. So those relationships are there. The results with the Golden State Warriors are published by Facebook, by the NBA, by, you know, the stuff that we've done for Adidas, or I don't want to name drop. Okay. But it's not because I'm working on my personal brand. It's not because I have a $10,000 camera. It's not because I have a fancy video editor and I'm using a particular tool. The content that's worked the best for me, you know this, Philip, but most don't, is real experiences that are actually helpful. Here, I'll prove it to you. She says, no, we're out of time just about. Name. Okay, so I have an iPhone and here's pictures and videos from my iPhone, right?
Yeah.
And I promise you, this is not edited. This is all real. There's no AI generated anything here, right? Name any city in the world. Name any place. Name anything. Name any activity. Name any object. Anything.
New York.
Okay, so you said New York. Okay, here's Google Photos.
Okay.
So when I take a photo or video or whatever on my iPhone, it's automatically being shared to all these cloud services without me having to tag it or say it's New York or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
Google Photos. So I come in here and I do a search for New York. And I could say New York pizza. I could say, you know, bicycling in New York. I could say apples in New York. So New York, and look at what comes up. If my internet's not too bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's other things with New York in it. Here's the Statue of Liberty. I'm a tourist, I know. Here I'm in New York with a couple friends of mine. And here's Mark Schaefer. He's one of the big internet social media people. Oh, here's a fun one. I was in Times Square and I saw this K-pop band that was doing this music video. And here they are. You can see this videographer. I was so enamored by how she was using her iPhone as these people were dancing. If you can see this.
Yeah.
I thought that was incredible. And if I look at the information on this, because you can see from the video, you can get the information, you can see where it was and see the details and see who's in it and see whatever. And if I did Dancing New York, or I did Phantom of the Opera, or I did anything, I could say blue cars in New York. It'd pick up all that because the AI is already there. It's Google's AI. It's better than Apple's. I know Apple is trying to partner with OpenAI and whatever to try to like make their stuff searchable. But it's all because it's all there, and I can type in friends of mine, right? Rand Fishkin, Michael Stelzner, whatever, and it'll find all the pictures of me and those other people. My personal brand is the sum of the real experiences that I've had with other people doing real things. And so I could say I'm an expert at Facebook ads, at email marketing, at whatever, but I can prove because of my relationships and where I've been and whatnot, that I've actually have done the thing. So let's say, for example, people come to me, for example, on like hiring VAs, right? Because I've hired a lot of them and we have an army of VAs. Well, guess what? We did a webinar together with Fiverr, and Fiverr has been featuring me. Fiverr has 6.5 million freelancers and whatnot. And here I am. I'm at Fiverr headquarters in Tel Aviv in Israel.
Wow.
With their head of marketing, with their executives. I'm making videos at Fiverr. You know, here's this welcome to Fiverr. See?
Yeah.
And then here's the information associated. I click this to get to the information and you can see where it is. It's at their offices in Tel Aviv, Israel. You might not know they're an Israeli company. Yeah. And there's, you can see who's in the picture and other details. It was on an iPhone 11 Pro Max. Where's the date? Tuesday, November 26th at
Yeah.
2019, 2:47 p.m. Like all that information is there. So here's the answer to personal branding. Because it's not what you say about yourself or what the AI just generates out of thin air. Google is looking for proof that you actually are credible. So their algorithm, they changed from EAT, expertise, authority, trust, to experience. Expertise, authority, trust. It's called the double EAT. They want to see proof that you've actually done the thing with people that are knowledgeable, with results that clearly they can see in the world of digital, in the world of, you know, fixing toilets. You can see lots of examples of Roger Wakefield fixing toilets, not AI generated, from the last 30 years in the field, right? Crawling under weird spaces to fix broken pipes. There's proof of it. He's at plumbing conferences. He's posting on plumbing webs, he's being interviewed by the top plumbers. Like, it's very clear. Do you see, Philip, the proof to Google that he is Googleable because he actually does the thing that he says he does? That's what everyone's missing. Why did we work with the Warriors? Because they clearly are a great basketball team. Why did we help, you know, Starbucks with Frappuccino? I've tried it myself, but I like it. And it's a little sugary, but there's proof that people like it, right? Everything is provable. I think people miss that part. They jump straight to the tool. I go one step back and I say, let's look at proof that you actually do the thing. So that's why I love doing these audits. I've done thousands of these audits to help people. A lot of it I'll just do for free. People tag me on Facebook or LinkedIn. Take me literally 2 minutes to do an audit, figure out what's working, what's not working. Why not? Look at your real data.
I want to get the strategic advisor board community to understand how they can get in touch with you, get a hold of you. And I'm going to
Google me. That's how you get a hold of me. And then if you got a question or here's your site, let's figure out what is working and do more of that.
Yeah. No, there's been a very straightforward, it's funny because people come into these episodes looking for the mystical, you know, this is going to be the, no, you're right. The entire time, if I were to sum up our conversation, is provable is Googleable. Googleable is provable, right? That's
yeah.
That's
but who wants to hear that? They want to hear the secret. Come on. You want to drive more sales? But that's interesting, right? It's not a technique. I mean, we do have lots of techniques, but you need to do the right thing for you, for your business.
Right. No, man, I look.
We can find out in 2 minutes. It's so easy. It's 2 minutes. Just literally tag me on LinkedIn or Facebook or YouTube or like whatever it is. Put it in your website and I can instantly tell you what's working and not working on Google. You don't need to have a call with me or whatever. It's so easy. And you can learn how to use all the same tools that I demonstrate. I've published thousands of these audits. We have a Facebook group where I've published so many of these audits. You can go on there and watch them. Find a business just like yours or have the same situation. It's there. Just watch all the videos. They're there. Or you can obviously pay our team. But, you know, don't pay any money if you don't want to. It's all there. Why not, right? There's no better offer than that. You don't even have to give me an email address. It's just, it's there. It's Googleable.
Even your work is Googleable. That is
Google my name even, right? Then Google your name. Then Google your favorite consultant and see, do they have it? Can they back it up? Go ask ChatGPT. Does Dennis Yu do this? That? Is he credible in doing this or this? And then, you know, and then ask ChatGPT, who is Philip Lanos? Ask ChatGPT, you know. The proof, the beauty is like you got a bunch of fat people in the dark. I've come up with a scale. And I turn the light on and I tell everyone, come step on the scale. And then the other people who've been selling weight loss pills to fat people in the dark who are blind get all mad at me. You guys idiots.
I didn't mean to laugh, but that was such a
it's true
metaphor. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is
there's so many of these consultants. I name them too. I name and shame them. I guess you're not supposed to, but I do. Because they've been scamming every day. These guys come to me, local service businesses, plumbers, electricians. They come to me saying, I paid this guy $25,000 and he promised all this SEO and it's been 6 months. And like, I know. Let's go look at your site. Oh, in 2 minutes, I can tell you. There's no links. You don't rank on more keywords. Here's the keywords you do rank on. Oh, it's your GMB that's working. Oh, it's the podcast that you're on with Philip, 2,000 something episodes. That's what's working. We can clearly see what's working. Do more of that.
Incredible, Dennis. Look, as we begin to close things out, because if they haven't heard already, it's rgoogleable.com, right? Or just Google your name. Like you said, everything is connected. So in light of all that, I'd like to ask you as an entrepreneur, from entrepreneur to entrepreneurs, when you run into doubt, what do you do as the closing question? What do you turn to? What do you do?
You Google it. That's where the data is. And if it's something that I've not been successful in, then it's not about summoning all this fake confidence. And I'm just going to like fake it till I make it. No, I ask other people who are knowledgeable. I'm vastly ignorant, but I have a great network. And if I have a question about how to do whatever, I have someone who I can ask. I know these people. They know me. That's why I go speak at these conferences. The way you eliminate doubt, I mean, you can motivate yourself and walk on coals and, you know, pump yourself up and self-worth, you know, your ice bath, whatever it is that you do,
treats.
Like, you know, 75 hard. I did that too, right? Good for your mind, right? To prove that you have the discipline, all that kind of mindset. Fantastic. I don't discount any of that. But when it comes to understanding what do I do because I'm not feeling sure of myself, facts, the research, the data, that's how I become confident. Not because I'm motivating myself. No, I'd like to have the right answer.
Incredible. Dennis, I couldn't have asked for a better presentation on this subject matter, and especially someone who has made it their mission to make sure that people who take advantage of others are outed in an industry that has so much of that. And then for you to stand behind what you do and even have it available if people are willing to Google it, because that's what you stand on. And that deserves so much attention. I'm grateful for you stopping by today. I know the listeners are going to be excited to get in touch with you and Google you, as they say.
Yeah, get in touch with me. I'll give people a little bit of free help. Obviously, you can pay. My time is very expensive. But we have people that are also trained in this, and they're a lot cheaper than me. And we have SOPs. So if you've got a marketing team, hold them accountable, right? I'm not saying don't hire agencies or don't use your own marketing team. No, just hold everyone accountable. Fat people, step on the scale. Don't lie to me. I can tell you're obese, but step on the scale and we'll find out for sure. Let's take a blood test. Let's see, right? Don't argue with me. Just step on the scale. Let's find out.
You know what? And with that, I would say this episode's mission is complete. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you, Philip.